Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
From KMOX Sports, this is the Graybar Sports on a Sunday morning. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. Now, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Great to be back with you. We are here until noon. We'll turn things over to Joe Pott at that time for Ameren Total Access, the Cardinals pregame show. Cardinals and Reds this afternoon, a 1:15 start. Let's give you a sneak peek at the Cardinals lineup, which has just been announced. The Cardinals and the Reds this afternoon. Let's see what this lineup looks like. Brendan Donovan is going to lead off. He is the DH today. He leads off, and I think he likes that leadoff spot and will be there for the foreseeable future. Mason Wynn seems to like the number two spot in the order. He will play shortstop today. Alec Burleson has been on a tear, hitting .314. The left fielder today, Alec Burleson's going to play in left. They're going to give Newt Barr the afternoon off. Wilson Contreras is at first base. He's the cleanup hitter today. Nolan Arenado is back in there at third base. Hit a big home run yesterday to tie the game. Got the Cardinals dugout fired up, and then they ended up winning the game on a Pozo walk-off. He's in the lineup, by the way. Pozo is. Arenado's the third baseman batting fifth. Thomas Sejesi is going to play second base today and bat sixth in the order. Joel Pozo bats seventh and is the catcher. Jordan Walker is in right. He bats eighth. And Jose Barrero is in center, and he bats ninth. I'm going to go through that again for you because it's a different-looking lineup. But remember, they're facing a very good pitcher in Abbott, who is a lefty and is dynamite. 6-1 with a 1.84 ERA. So the Cardinals are stacking righties. They only have two lefties in the lineup, Donovan and Burleson. So, again, it's Donovan, Wynn, Burleson, Contreras, Arenado, Sejesi, Pozo, Walker, and Barrero. And here's how they look around the infield. Contreras at first, Sejesi at second, Wynn at short, Arenado at third. The left to right goes Burleson, Barrero, Walker. Pozo behind the plate. Your pitcher this afternoon is Miles Michaelis. He's 4-4. With a 4.35 ERA. The College World Series. So far, it's LSU. Cade Anderson pitched a three-hitter in his second straight dominant start. LSU is now within one win of its second national championship in 3 years. 1-0 victory over Coastal Carolina. Get this, first time Coastal Carolina had lost in 27 games. They carried a win streak into this thing and kept it rolling, but they lose one. The Chanticleers lose a game and have to win today to force a third and deciding game Monday night. LSU wins it 1-0. Cade Anderson, keep your eye on him. He'll be a star at this level. Pitched a three-hitter. LSU beat Coastal Carolina. The Travelers Championship is going on in Connecticut. Tommy Fleetwood, a three-shot lead going into this final round. He's never won on the PGA Tour. So he's going to try to do that today. Game 7 of the NBA Finals. We're going to talk to Mark Boyle, the voice of the Pacers. That's on the way at 11:30. The Pacers will visit the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight, and someone is going to come out of that with the Larry O'Brien Trophy for the first time. Neither team has won a championship. The Pacers have been around a lot longer than the Thunder, but they're going after it tonight. The Thunder, a 7-point favorite tonight. That line has dropped a little bit. It is now down to 7 for the NBA regular season champion, Oklahoma City Thunder. They were the best team in the league against the upstart Indiana Pacers, who just kept on winning. And they are a fun bunch to watch. Both of them are, actually. I love the fact that there's griping about this from the coast, that we have two teams that are inland. So what? We got two Midwest teams that are going at it. I guess you could call Oklahoma City a bit southwest. But you got two teams in the middle of the country going at it. Deal with it, all right? We play basketball around here, too. Both drivable, the Pacers and the Thunder. And the Cardinals are in a race right now in the division. The Cubs fans are coming in as we speak. The Cubs are playing a little bit later. They're going to be playing the Twins at 1:10. The Brewers are playing the Twins at 1:10. Mariners at Cubs at 1:20. But I know there are some Cubs fans that are making their way down, and it will make a week of it down here Monday through Thursday for a big series against the Cardinals. But they've got to beat the Mariners first to keep their distance in case the Cardinals win this one. And by the way, the Brewers are playing pretty well also. They're 42-35, tied with the Cardinals, 4.5 back in this division. They visit the Twins. They smoked them yesterday. Brewers won that game 9-0. Elsewhere, it was the Cubs winning 10-7 over the Mariners. So the division right now, the Reds are falling back a bit here, 7.5 out, 3 games behind the Cardinals and the Brewers, who are trying to make their move on the Cubs, who are 46-30 and have looked very good this year with a run differential of +104. That is the best in the National League and the second best in all of baseball. Only the Yankees have a better run differential at +108. Got to beat the Reds one more time, though, don't you? Let's get greedy. See if the Cardinals can sweep another series, get the Reds today, and then open up a 4-gamer against the Cubs next week. You know who else plays this week? St. Louis City SC. They're going to be taking on Orlando City on Wednesday night at Energizer Park. When we come back, we will visit with sporting director Lutz Pfannenstiel live on Sports on a Sunday Morning. Tom Ackerman with you, coming to you from Cardinals Nation inside Ballpark Village. And we'll be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, back to the Graybar Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back, Cardinals Nation, inside Ballpark Village. Cardinals and Reds this afternoon here, a 1:15 start. Cardinals going for the sweep and trying to gain some more ground on the Chicago Cubs before they come into town tomorrow. They'll be here all week. St. Louis City SC has a busy week. They return to MLS action on Wednesday when they host Orlando City SC at Energizer Park, and then they'll head to Texas to face the Houston Dynamo Saturday at Shell Energy Stadium. And joining us is the sporting director for City, a great guest on Sports on a Sunday Morning always, and that's Lutz Vandensteel. Lutz, great to have you.
Good morning.
Morning. It's good to have you. We appreciate it. We're here looking into Busch Stadium. How are things at Energizer Park? Ready to get people back in there, I'm certain.
Yeah, after the last game, I think, you know, it was pretty spectacular against LA Galaxy. Lots of goals, lots of actions. I think the players needed that little break and are ready and back again from their little holiday. And I think Orlando will be a big game for us Wednesday. Very good team at the moment and will be a tough one for us to fight.
I would imagine so. It sounds like it was I was reading Tom Timmerman's story in the Post-Dispatch today. He said there was a lot that went on over the break. Berkey got engaged. There was a marriage. There was a child born. A lot of family time going on among your players.
Yeah, lots of little things, but important things. I think where the players needed that time, Timo Baumgartel got married. Roman Bürki got engaged, which is great. You know, very happy for him as well. And Chris Durkin got a newborn. So, everybody now back and ready to play football again after that little break.
You are going to have training going on and then, of course, the match on Wednesday night against Orlando City. I wanted to ask you, after three matches, do you like what you see so far from David Critchley? And what does that mean for him as interim coach?
You know, I think you saw that in the last three games that we start playing our football again. The players really reacting well to Critch and to the staff. I think also the unity in the staff, the way they work together is really impressive. And I think looking at that, what we've seen so far, and also the way the team talks are going, the communication between the coaching staff and the players, as well as the performance, not just in the games, but also in training, I think he has to be clear that David will stay in charge till the end of the season. And I think that's a very important step for us as a club, but also for him. We need to get that stability in. You know, the players are. They need to have one face, one voice where they can focus on. And I think it's for David Critch and his staff also very important to focus now every day, knowing exactly what the future holds.
I have, and I appreciate you passing that along. So that means that Critch will be the interim coach for the remainder of this season, and then the process begins. And I'm certain that, you know, you search long and hard for coaches, but that he is prominently in the mix there is what it sounds like, is someone that's very much impressed. Also, you've known him. You know, he is a known commodity. You have known Critch for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, he was actually one of our first hires, even probably the first hire as an academy coach. So our relationship has always been very close. You know, when he worked in Lufius and I saw the way his team played, it was very similar to the idea of football what we have here, from a philosophy, also from an intensity. And the communication was great. We brought him in. He was working really successfully in the academy, but also with City too. I think he fully deserved that opportunity. You know, we basically talk every day and work on the fine-tuning quite a lot. And I really believe in Critch. He has my unconditional support there as well. And he will definitely be part of the conversation once we have to make the next decisions after the season.
You've talked about the club's DNA and the way that they play. With this style, it is nice. I know the fans enjoy seeing it back again. What are some of the things that you would like to continue to develop with this team? Where do they currently have some challenges you'd like to see more from them?
Well, the main challenge is that we never have the opportunity to have all the players fit and healthy, you know, during a training week. So that's something which this week gave us a little bit of time to work on that. You know, there will be still some movements on the transfer market. The transfer list opens on July 23rd, so it's a month from now where we definitely we'll adjust some things and we're out there on the market to see what we can do. But in the end of the day, it really comes down what the players which are available right now, the reaction, and especially the way training sessions have been, communication have been. The players are really bought in into David Critchley's voice. They understand exactly what he wants. And he always said, you know, nobody's bigger than the club. And that philosophy was given very early on, and we want to stick with that. It's exciting. It's hardworking. It's definitely something the fans can relate to when we are out on the field. And I believe you saw that changes now. So we really want to focus on our style, on that what we really want to present to the fans, and how we want to be seen as a neighbor. And I think David really, and not just David Critchley by himself, also the players, the way things have changed in recent weeks is definitely something where we're looking forward into the future.
I see that Horn is going to return to his parent club after the conclusion of his loan on June 30th. There was some desire to have him back, correct? But he expressed wanting to be back in Europe?
Yeah, you know, that's a tough one. I mean, loan with an option, and, you know, I believe that Yanis was one of the better left backs in the league. But when a family situation pops up or a private situation pops up, I think it's very important that you make decisions where you know the player can play to his best ability. And I think we needed to make the decision for us, but also for Yanis to go back home and thought out that. So he went back to Nuremberg and got transferred, I think, to sign on a free transfer for Rapid Vienna, now in Austria. And I think that's where we're standing right now. So, yeah, good luck to him. You know, he was a really good player for us. That already answers the next question that we have one left back missing. So we are on the market for another one.
That's right, and it's an ongoing thing. There's no doubt trying to find the right mix, but like you said, trying to stay healthy. Wouldn't that be nice just to get everyone back together? And just overall status now that you've had some time off and it's 10 days between games, are you starting to see players heal up, getting them off their feet?
Yeah, they're getting obviously getting there, but you know we still have. Players like Kessler, Edu Löwen, they're still not ready when it comes to the Orlando game. We're working on the other ones. And, it's just an ongoing story during the season. But, you know, that's why we're also looking really forward into the transfer window right now to close some of these gaps and to move on. And, I believe the holiday, also working on the physicality, working on the fitness now in the next few days. And actually since the last 3-4 weeks helped us a lot, and we just have to hope to really stay healthy, not to get any more injuries at all, but also keep our first 11 as healthy as possible.
Energizer Park, it is Orlando City coming up on June 25th. That is a Wednesday night. Then you go to Houston for the game on Saturday. One final thing, if you would, give us a scouting report of Orlando City as people prepare for that on Wednesday night.
Yeah, technically very good. Playing some attractive football. Lots of players are from South America. So when it comes to the offensive part of the game, they're really strong, you know, good speed. Interesting team to play against. I think it will be very hot in St. Louis on Wednesday. And Orlando, I don't think that they care a lot about that because they're used to that heat. So it's a team which will be not really that physical. They're more on a technical base. And I think for us it's important to get there, be straight away in their face from the first moment onwards to show them who owns the stadium. And that's us, you know, to be aggressive, to give them straight away the pace that we want to win this game. And, yeah, it will be interesting. It will be definitely a team which is playoff bound. They will make it again to the playoffs, one of the better teams for me in the Eastern Conference. But it's a home game, and if we still want to keep our goals alive, then we have to win our home game. Simple as that.
Yep. This extreme heat warning that we're in right now expires on Tuesday night, but it'll be plenty warm on Wednesday with a high of 92. Hopefully not too bad, but I'll tell you, those fans, they don't seem to care. They pile into that supporter section. They are just awesome, and so we'll see how that goes on Wednesday night as you take on Orlando City. We always love having you on KMOX. Thank you for the time. Thanks for the update on Critch, and be well. We'll see you soon.
See you soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Lutz Vanisteel, sporting director at St. Louis City SC. So as you heard, he passed along that it's internally they have decided to let David Critchley finish the season as interim head coach. So that is probably a good sign for him in terms of the future, that he would be in consideration as they start to look at their future at the head coaching position. Lutz Vanisteel joining us on KMOX. When we come back, we're going to be joined by the voice of the Indiana Pacers, Mark Boyle. Waiting in the wings is Bernie Miklas at 11:45. We're at Ballpark Village. They're filling up here. Cardinals Nation, I see 1, 2, 3 tables available in front of me and a few off in the corner here, but people have come in. They are ready to go. It's air-conditioned. It's a great place to eat. FanDuel Sports Live is getting full as well at Ballpark Village. Hoping for a good crowd here at Busch Stadium for Cards and Reds. We'll be back right after this on KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Now, back to the Grape Bar Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Well, it's a big day here in St. Louis. It's the Cardinals and the Reds. It's the final game of a three-game series. Cardinals going for the sweep here at Busch Stadium, a 1:15 start. We're inside Cardinals Nation, Ballpark Village. It's a big day in Oklahoma City. A lot of Cardinals fans running around that town, and right now it is a basketball town. They are ready to celebrate, but here are the Indiana Pacers, who have stood in the way of a number of teams in this postseason, and they're trying to win their first one as well. Joining us is the voice of the Pacers, KMOX alum Mark Boyle is with us. Mark, great to have you back on the show. I knew I would be talking to you one more time. How are you?
Well, I didn't know we'd be talking one more time, but I am well. Thank you.
I knew it because I knew you would still be going, and here you are in Game 7, and I appreciate your time very much. It is time to play. The Pacers are a resilient bunch, aren't they, Mark?
Yeah, for sure. They've won so many games during this run in such unpredictable, unprecedented ways that you don't go into any game thinking that they can't win. But they've been the underdog in every series except for the first one, and they've somehow found a way to win them all, and now they're playing the best team in the NBA, and they've got a chance at a one-game winner-take-all type format. So it's quite exciting, I think, for both cities and both teams.
Pacers won 108-91 to force this game 7. Before that, Oklahoma City got them at home 120-109 to go up 3-2 into Indianapolis, where they had won prior at Indiana back on Friday the 13th. This series has gone back and forth, but you know, I'll take you back to the beginning of this series. Oklahoma City playing in this first game where they game two where they tied it. They had to play with some desperation. I mean, that game one, Indiana goes in there and wins by a point. It was a thrill ride for sure. An unbelievable shot again by Tyrese Haliburton. I was watching it with a big group of people. We were out here in St. Louis and Clayton. It was a thrilling moment. What does this team feel, first of all, about Tyrese? And one, how is he feeling? And two, how do they rally around him specifically?
Well, he's feeling okay. He said from the time he got hurt in Game 5 that he would play no matter what. So I'm curious as to see how he would respond. And he looked okay. And the Pacers were fortunate in that they really had this game won by halftime. So he only had to play 23 minutes, which worked well. They've been treating him for the last couple of days. You never know until he gets out there how he'll perform, but he's so integral. He's got the ball in his hands, balls around him on the offensive end. So if he can play at a level close to his norm, then they've got a chance to win. He's been such an important player for this team, and he's a guy his teammates have rallied around. This is an unusually close group of guys, Tom. This is my 37th season, and I can think of one or two other teams that the Pacers have had here where everything fit together just so beautifully. This team is so selfless. First time in NBA Finals history that a team has had 8 guys score over 200 points through a playoff run. So there's a lot of balance. Different scores often every night. They share the ball better than any team in the league. They're fun to watch, and they're always dangerous. They're really good offensively. They've snatched, to use the cliche, victory from the jaws of defeat multiple times in this playoff run. And they come into Game 7 not hoping to win. They come into Game 7 convinced they will win. Now, we'll see how it plays out. But it's a resilient group, it's a confident group, and it's a very close-knit group, and it's been fun to be around them.
It's a fun brand of basketball. I mean, they get up and down the floor. I remember talking to you last time about some of their holes defensively that they needed to work on. How do you think they have defended Oklahoma City, a very powerful team this time around?
Exceptionally and perhaps surprisingly well. Oklahoma City was historically good defensively during the regular season, and they've still been good in this series, but the defensive metrics are surprising in that the Pacers have actually been better defensively than the Thunder in this series. So they've played perhaps above their norm, and that's one of the reasons they're in position to win the series. Game 7s are, well, for that matter, any game in a 7-game playoff series is so unpredictable. You never know what you might see. Game 7s are not the norm in the NBA. This is only the 20th Game 7 in the NBA Finals in almost 80 years of the league's existence. So they're not the norm. And when you get to one, it's just so exciting and nerve-wracking and exhilarating and, you know, choose your own descriptive term. But it's just a lot of fun to be around. And the Thunder are similar to the Pacers. They share the ball. They play selflessly. These are two teams that are maybe changing the way the game is played. Not reliant on any one guy, even though they do have the league MVP. But they have Jalen Williams, and they have some other dangerous guys around him. Both of these teams play team basketball, and I think that's good for the league.
I think it's great for the league to watch this type of basketball, and I don't really listen to a lot of the outside noise when it comes to the NBA and the criticism. If there is any of two teams in the middle of the country going at it, you don't have the coast represented. I was talking about it early in the show. I like it. I mean, we play basketball around here too. You know, the middle of the country, two cities that are drivable from St. Louis, much appreciated. What do you feel about that, and do you hear some of the outside noise regarding that?
Well, we hear all of it. It's hard to miss, especially in the days of social media. But really, when you get right down to it, it's irrelevant. If you watch these two teams play and it's not your thing, then you don't like basketball. It doesn't matter if it's Los Angeles or New York or LeBron James or whomever. These two teams play basketball the way we were all taught to play it when we were growing up with the sport. And in a league where oftentimes over the years it's been centered on superstars and one-on-one play and things of that nature, I just find it so refreshing, and I think anyone who would watch these two teams play would be captivated by it.
The guy that captivates me, just to wrap things up with Mark Boyle, is Siakam. I just think he is a special, special talent. Out of New Mexico State, the 8-year veteran is 6'8", if I recall, and he is after every basketball. I mean, every time the ball is loose or if it comes off the rim, if he's not almost there, he's usually has his paws on it. He is, and he can score. I mean, he is something else, Siakam.
Yeah, he can do pretty much anything. And he is a multiple-time All-Star, so it's not as though he's not been acknowledged or recognized. He was the MVP, for example, in the Eastern Conference Finals. But the reason I think that he doesn't get a lot of credit or publicity is because, A, he was playing in Toronto. Now he's playing in Indiana. And he's not a guy that goes for 45 or 45 and 10. He does it. But mostly every night it's the same, 22 points, 7 rebounds, 21 points, 9 rebounds. Doesn't make many mistakes mentally. He holds his own on the defensive end. And this is not to be dismissed. He brings championship experience. He was on that Toronto championship team not all that long ago. And this is the first series, I'm told, in NBA history where not a single person from either team, player or coach, has ever played in a Game 7 of an NBA Finals. So it's new to everybody. It's exciting to everybody. And I think both teams, their fan bases, their cities, and their supporters are really looking forward to tonight.
It'll be the 7th different champion in the last 7 years for the NBA, and somebody is going to hoist their first ever trophy, the Larry O'Brien Trophy, by either the Pacers or the Thunder. The voice of the Pacers, Mark Boyle, is with us. And it's great to have you back on KMOX. Have a great call tonight.
My pleasure, Tom. Thanks for the invitation.
Now, back to the Grape Bar Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Hey, before we get to Bernie Miklas, two quick things. We just got off the phone with Mark Boyle, the voice of the Pacers. As we were wrapping up with him, the Phoenix Suns, with a whopper of a trade, they've traded two-time NBA Finals MVP Kevin Durant to the Houston Rockets for Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the number 10 pick in the 2025 draft, and 5 second-round picks. They just traded Kevin Durant to the Houston Rockets for 8 players. Wow. Okay. Today is the 54th birthday of this St. Louis sports legend. Take a listen.
Warner and the Rams, who have gone 3 and out, back-to-back possessions. They go under center with 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Warner back to throw. Airs it out. Deep down the right side, and the pass is caught by Isaac Bruce. He breaks away at the 30. Bruce to the 20. Bruce to the 10. Touchdown. Touchdown, St. Louis Rams. Isaac Bruce, 73 yards. And the St. Louis Rams, for the moment, have the lead.
Our visit with Bernie Miklas, sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, SaligaHeatingandCooling.com. Good morning, my friend. I love that call from Howard David on Westwood One, and I love that moment. The Rams still had work to do, but St. Louis won the Super Bowl, and our lives were changed, Bernie, when Kurt Warner walked into them.
I'm glad you played that, because sometimes I worry a little bit that the 1999 Rams will be forgotten, you know, because the team's not here anymore, and they should never, ever, ever be forgotten. Because that was a magical time in St. Louis sports, one of the most magical times any sport in St. Louis sports history. And Kurt Warner, I think, personifies everything that we in St. Louis admire about athletes who are not only great performers, but great people. I mean, he had it all in one package. He still does. But, I mean, as a player, it's very rare you get a guy of those special qualities where you can point to him and say, you know what, he's a great player, but he's probably even a better person. I mean, it's quite a compliment. And a great story, too.
Absolutely. Oh, such a great story. And, you know, it made you believe in sports stories, and of course they made a movie about it, and the story will be told forever about he walked into the St. Louis Rams and got it done. But of course there's a lot more than that to his career. But what a moment it was. Winning a championship is so hard to do. There's just nothing like it, and the Rams got it done in 1999, almost again two seasons later. Bernie, you know, we all wonder when the Cardinals are going to get back to that. I wonder who, if ever, will be the next, you know, Kurt Warner type from the St. Louis Cardinals. Will there be somebody that we're not expecting that can rise to stardom and carry a team? I'm not sure it works that way in baseball. Quarterback position's a little bit different. But they have a future ahead of them, and I think there are some good ones coming here.
Well, you make a good point, and I think it's got to happen. I'm not saying that, you know, it's got to be a Hall of Fame type player. But with all due respect, and I really mean that, to the guys on this team now, because we all love the way they play. We love the way they compete. They're entertaining. Their heart's in the right place. The Cardinals got to get back to a time where they had, like, real stars. I mean, stars among stars. And, you know, if you look at, like, you look around the National League voting for the All-Star team, things like that, you know, the Cardinals really don't show up all that much. The Cardinals kind of get overlooked nationally. And I do think when you have, like, one or two just simply great players, not good players, it just elevates your whole franchise. And when those guys also become stars on a national stage, it just elevates your franchise in a way to where you're more prominent again. And I think the Cardinals have been lacking in star power. And again, I'm not trying to slight anybody that's busting their tail to play as well as they've been playing.
No, I agree. And it annoys me to the point where, I'll be honest, I limit my MLB Network intake. I think it's a great channel, and I like their analysis. But, you know, there's just a lot of non-Cardinals being talked about. And, you know, the Cardinals get a little mention here and there, and then on we go. And I'd rather concentrate on what they're doing and what the NL Central is doing. A lot of Cubs talk, though, I'll tell you that. They're a legitimate team coming in here on Monday, Bernie. The Cardinals will be ready to roll, I'm certain, but it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I mean, I got to give the Cubs credit. I mean, I just to take the passion out of it and the allegiance to the Cardinals out of it, I mean, that team's just really, really good. You know, they have an excellent offense. Pete Crow Armstrong, I don't know that anybody will beat out Ohtani for MVP in the National League. But he's taking a run at it. I mean, see, that's kind of an example we talk about. The Cubs flipped Javi Baez to the Mets and got Pete Crow Armstrong in return, and the rest is history. I mean, what a talent! The Cubs also have with Craig Counsell now, they've got their bullpen in order. You know, they've reworked their bullpen. It's been one of the best in baseball the last couple months. Starting pitching, they're going to need some help. And I think they'll go get someone at the trade deadline. But they're a really good team. I mean, they still have a lot to prove, because it's going to be tough for them to navigate their way through the National League playoffs, because the National League is loaded. You know, there's five or six teams that could get to the World Series, you know, any one of them. So I can't wait for the series, though. It's going to be a lot of fun. And isn't it nice that since you took a shot at MLB Network, let me take a shot at MLB, period. Isn't it nice? Isn't it wonderful that MLB, you know, actually, they finally got around to scheduling a Cubs-Cardinals series that'll start June the 23rd. I think by now, Tom, I may be mistaken. I think the Yankees and Red Sox have played like 20 series so far, you know? Because it's, you know, and like ESPN, or, you know, and even Dodgers and Padres. And ESPN, they foam at the mouth. Anything to do with Yankees versus Red Sox, just they start drooling and salivating, you know. But what a disgrace it is for Major League Baseball. You don't get a Cubs-Cardinals series until June 23rd. You know.
I know. And the Dodgers get a ton of attention. And how about our man Mike Shildt down there going after Dave Roberts? He's had enough of the Dodgers too. I know the Giants are in the mix here, and they're going to be good, but I'll be curious to see if the Padres can do anything about the Dodgers.
You know, they're going to have to get Darvish back. You know, and I think Joe Musgrove is out, and so they're going to have to get some people back. they're a little beat up as a team. I think the Dodgers have more firepower. When the Dodgers start getting pitchers back, and they're also going to make a bunch of trades if they have to. But Schilt has those guys playing hard. Man, he is always getting into it, always. You know, and he's become a regular on some of these things you can watch on YouTube where managers are going crazy. And listen, he can cuss as well as any manager I've ever seen. Mike Schilt, once he gets revved up when he's out there hollering, man, there's all kinds of words flying around, right? And he does not hesitate to. Like was that the Dodgers outfielder Andy Pages who got hit by a pitch and he was like sort of looking at the mound. One of the Dodgers hit him, one of the Padres hit him, and Schilt's like on the top step and I can't repeat him. He's like screaming at the kid. He's like, "Who are you? Who the bleep are you? We don't know who you are. Who are you?" And it's like I think it's funny, but it's sometimes I wonder if it's a little bit over the top. But I love it. I think the Padres have that personality as a team. So they love it when he goes nuts. They love it.
I agree. I love too his little I watch all of his post game, you know, stuff because we were around him so much, he'll sit there and push his glasses up and say, "Well, you know, hey, we're not going to take it anymore." You know, he's very calm and collected afterwards. We only have about 60 seconds left, but just your final thoughts here going into this one. Obviously, you need Michaelis to do well today.
Right. And Andrew Abbott's going to be tough to beat. He's been great. Listen, I know everyone likes to talk about Alec Burleson over the last, like, what he's doing in June or whatever. Can I give you one little simple stat? Since April the 20th,
yeah.
Second, April the 22nd, he leads the National League with a .346 batting average. Like people, it just didn't start. He's been hitting like this for more than 2 months, so he has been phenomenal. And the starting pitching has bounced back nicely. And like you said, they're going to need Michaelis today to keep him in it.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Burley is really something to watch, and I think should get some all-star consideration. Appreciate you, man. Have a great time.
All right,
we'll see you on the Gas House Gang this week.
All right, take care,
Tom. That is Bernie Miklas for our producer, Johnny Camp. I'm Tom Ackerman on KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.